Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
Gold piece? Good luck!
Awesome!
Establish yourselves in Copper District before you go do anything crazy.
Gotcha.
Learn the language!
The elf is the only one who speaks Tonga. I speak Runmore. Valorian.
Oh, I can speak
Tonga. This is going to end very poorly for them.
Or maybe we just like inserted the next like saviors of the city.
They figure out a way to cast anti-magic zone permanently.
I suppose we bond.
Yeah, you see him at the like got at the steering wheel of the city.
I didn't know you worked here. Duh.
Okay.
All right. Well, I say we go heal, and then as soon as possible we go to the warehouse district.
You guys do have a bunch of thieves in that area.
Yes, I know.
Okay!
If you guys go heal, I'll head over there.
We also have some little bit of stuff in if you wanted to get daggers or something.
Daggers?
Well, so what's going on? What are we doing now?
We tried to get in the door. First off, we now know...
Oh, by the way, you're a mage, right? Take Alpha, yes? Here's an evil tome.
Did they try to take you over?
How would they get their hands on this? This is a minor artifact! What the hell?
She goes and puts on a blast suit. She puts on a blast suit with metal tongs.
She draws by and goes, "World of Eden!" Calvin, you're a dwarf golem crafter?
What JM thought this up? Sick motherfucker.
This must be a one-shot group. Yeah. Alright, sorry.
Alright, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure it'll be absolutely difficult for us to send a couple of rogues looking in the warehouse to find out which one has golems in it. I'm sure that'll be absolutely difficult, considering we're going to tell them, do not engage! It's a... Crack? No. Crack? Ooh, that's nice.
Ow.
Ooh, I'd like to steal that if it wasn't for all the gold. Oh, golems! Oh, okay. Guys, we found it.
Okay. Well, smuggling in adamantine is expensive.
Oh, yeah.
3,000 gold for a weapon. Plus whatever markup Andre wants to make for getting a hold of adamantine.
Smuggled.
It also increases the enhancement on it.
Right. Well... While you guys go heal, I guess, I'll go speak to Hellion.
I'll go with you.
Okay.
Well, hey!
Hello, greetings, Hellion. Mm-hmm.
Good to see you, Coliseum folk, over here in the warehouse district.
Yeah, how's the night garden business going?
Meh. But
night garden. What's up?
We need to find a specific warehouse.
Oh, sure thing. Good thing you came to us.
It's full of golems.
Found that one. Lost an agent.
I'm sure you did.
Well, see? We lost most of him. We got his legs back.
Can you take care of this?
So you could resurrect him?
Nice big gash I have.
I'm not going to spend that much money on him.
Reincarnate?
I suppose I have some spells left.
Dude, it's a thief. Who cares? He was one of those guys who was looking to get into the guild.
Oh, it's just an initiate. You didn't mention that. You said it was an agent.
Alright, sorry. I gave him a bit too much credit. He was promising, but I'm not going to waste that much money on a promising candidate.
Yeah.
Yes, well...
Besides, he was ugly. Hook nose.
You're ugly!
Yeah, it's... that one down there.
Thank you.
The one with the big do not enter sign.
We're going to be entering it. If you hear screams, don't come running.
No offense, but we won't.
I wouldn't either. Well, I might.
Depends. Right, well, the rest of our party is healing.
By the way, this is...
So how's your day going so far?
Yeah, it's empty.
So how's your day going so far?
So do you guys have tomorrow?
Do you guys have a quest from the Guildmaster?
No, he said we were doing a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to. Stealing what people steal at store here.
Cure Moderate's a D8 plus... By the way, how's your speaker?
No, Cure Moderate is like...
He's okay. The... Kid needs to get some balls, but whatever. He's a kid. He's like 16, 17. Whatever.
Yeah.
And let's just say the Guildmaster's very abrasive. Yeah, that's a good word.
Well, he didn't come back to a guild that wasn't doing its job. Officially.
Hey, I was doing my job.
You're not here.
It's after I just healed her.
And she wasn't here with us.
Mean job, Paula!
Fuck!
Poof, back to hell. That was her last hit point.
Bitch.
So, Monopoly?
Solopoly.
Anyway. You're cheating.
Okay. Well, you guys have the warehouse.
Alrighty. Well, I guess we'll wait until the next day.
You mean until... we all heal.
Yeah. Bad feeling something's going to happen require, between
if
tomorrow.
If we're going to do tomorrow, I'm going to require some actual spell healing.
Because of what we did. Is well, anybody there worried about what we did?
Sure. Like, do you have any spells left?
What did we do?
Maybe.
The guy's dead.
Because I could use some actual healing spells so I can rest overnight and get some help.
Let me check my 4th level spell, see if I would have actually used some.
No one died.
Hell no.
The old man died.
I didn't say that.
None of us know that.
Yeah, none of us actually know he died. We stole something from an old man. We knocked somebody out and stole some of his stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't know who I am and I returned his stuff.
Yeah, we returned his items. And we went in through the portal.
Yeah, but we're all in massive disguise there. So the best thing that they can do, because they're not going to scry on some guy who tried to put out the guard's beard, even if I was drunk. They will scry on that, but what they'll see is a group of 4 people. No, 3 people.
Get their steal from the.
What?
They'll see 3 random people pop in, get bitch slapped by a golem, and then pop back out.
And they'll see a brief flash of a tiefling, then a warp.
Maybe not even.
They will use. They will record this and use it for training purposes.
This is how adventurers fail.
What they'll
say is like, hey look, thieves, they failed again.
This is how you build defenses, guys. Whoop, boom. So, would you heal me, please?
Sure. Oh, that's right, I already
use up all your healing.
33.
Heal me, please.
Why am I a healing battery?
Because she's
left.
Out doing stuff.
Because I left.
Try to be a damage battery. Mm-hmm. You
what's 38 minus 9 is 29.
Down 29.
I'm down 29.
Are you just down 29?
I'm just down 29.
What is your level?
You heal 26.
There, you're down.
I need 20 hit points and then Band-Aid.
Three.
Oh, okay.
Three. And then Band-Aid me, somebody.
You don't need to be Band-Aided. You have, what, 3 hit points left? You heal more than that normally without a Band-Aid.
Every night, you heal your level.
Oh, okay.
If you're Band-Aid, you heal 2 times your level.
Okay.
I'll be full tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. You can pause this one.
No.
No?
No.
The light's on.
I was just saying
it's still recording.
Yeah, it's still recording.
He left.
Our DM has gone to the potty. So now you get to listen to me ramble.
Make your blather check.
This is why we don't.
I got a 99.
Fail.
This is why we don't let Steven talk.
Don't worry, I entertained the internet while you were gone.
I could hear from across the house.
All the internet is now entertained because I was here. No, you don't need porn. You don't need to watch sports. Just me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Anywho.
Yeah, the thought of men masturbating to my voice is very disturbing.
People get healed, and I guess they meet up with us now.
In the morning?
Sure.
Who has the cane?
I probably get
stuck to your backpack.
Oh, okay, then I have it.
Okay. Middle of the night,
if I had, no.
Your window gets knocked on.
I open the window.
There's a dragon standing there. Of the red variety.
You just want it back?
Show him your tattoo! Show him your tattoo!
I want the cane back.
I hand him the cane.
Coward.
Good night. good night. Close. Died of a heart attack and came back. I saw that.
Well, if he's one of the head professors at the school, I'm pretty sure a resurrection spell is totally
no,
not out
no.
of the
Dragon's bluff. He didn't make oh my god. I'll just stand at the window for like 20 minutes.
If he was dragon, remember, he's an illusionist.
That too.
He could actually be just a gnome and...
And you could actually be the dragon.
Who knows?
I can't roll it.
That's the problem about illusionists.
Like, damn it, which one are you? Yeah, no, 15 won't do. Thanks.
You're not dead. You close the window and go back to crying into your wife's bosom. Anywho. Crying into bosoms. Anywho.
Well, welcome back to my wife and go, guess what?
Wow, you're still in one piece.
Yeah, that's the good news. Actually, there's no bad news that I can think of.
Okay.
The other good news is, I was right.
For once.
Savor it. It won't happen much.
Hey, you weren't involved, so it does happen. When you're involved, I'm automatically wrong. But you're not involved, so therefore, I can be right. And I was right this time.
Okay.
But the bad news is, now...
That you were right?
Yeah. We're gonna have to go sneaking past a warehouse full of golems.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Have invisibility.
Yeah. We have somebody who can cast it. And I think the bard can cast silence. I don't know, though.
Why do you want to?
We'd have to check. In case they sense the ground, too. Well, I guess we wouldn't have known about the silence because Saphira didn't exist during the invisibility part.
Nope.
So we don't know about... I don't know about the Tremor Sense. So,
yeah, no one knows about the Tremor Sense, actually.
He seemed to see me even though I was invisible, by the way.
Yeah, even Saphira wouldn't have noticed or known.
So we're going to have to just hide.
Well, when I was invisible, I could notice he
saw you, but it doesn't necessarily mean he knew Tremor Sense.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He could see through invisibility. Yeah. Is the thing.
We know that.
So, but it was really interesting. It was a golem, and he touched a rune, and he was hasted. So obviously magic had an effect
that
on
happened.
Him.
Haste has effects on golems.
It doesn't allow.
All I know is what people have told me, which golems are immune to magic.
Well, if he was able to activate runes, it was either a part of his programming. It means he might have some complex programming. Or he was intelligent. One or the other.
I tried talking to him and all he did was swing his axe.
Yes, well, you talking isn't necessarily the smartest idea. I remember what happened when the late castle agents came up. Your talking didn't help too much, dear.
I was tired and strength drained. By the way, the damage that I took doesn't
heal, does it? I'm gonna go pester one of the paladin people.
The strength.
You heal three.
I'm full. So yeah, yeah. Well, we're gonna go to the warehouse in the morning.
Good luck.
So this might be the last chance you see me alive this time.
Oh no, I'll come back and pull you out of hell.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you would.
You're too useful to let die for too long.
That's why I said this time.
Right, well, good luck.
Yeah.
Watch out! The next morning.
Guess I'll go back home and tell my wife I'm probably going to die again.
Alright, well, give me a thumb.
Don't you need all of me?
No.
Not for resurrection.
Alright, actually give me one of your toes. You don't need those for combat.
I need them for balance.
Just the pinky cuff.
I don't need my pinky.
She reaches over and pulls off your ear.
I used that.
You use
now one. I can talk to you.
Does it work like that?
No.
Damn it. That would have been cool.
If not back in 3 days, I'll go get you. I'll take your ear to the scabs.
Okay. I suppose that'll work. And it won't work if I'm not dead.
And that's how I'll know?
Yeah.
Alright, so, to the warehouse.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. Are you guys casting visibility sphere or anything like that?
What's the point?
These golems probably aren't as EA.
Maybe.
It's possible that some of the golems might go there, some of them won't.
Well, the less, the better.
Yes.
That's true.
Do you have invisibility sphere, either of you?
I don't have it.
I'm
abilities.
So,
clerics don't actually get invisibility.
I say we bring the bag of holding and have you sit in it.
How large is this warehouse?
Oh, it's about 100 feet wide by about 300 or 400 feet long.
Can you sprint while flying?
No. You'll get over it. Get in the bag.
What's your fly speed while
60.
Under the spectrum?
60.
Get in your bag! I saw Red Dragon!
That's great, get in the bag.
Halfway in there with most of them not seeing.
Oh my god!
I could do swift invisibility.
And I was the one who had something to drink yesterday.
If someone wants to spend 375 gold, we can get a scroll of invisibility sphere.
Star?
Whatever.
Does anyone want to?
350? I'm not going to be invisible.
I don't have that money.
You don't have 350 gold?
He spent all of it.
Wow. I have 255 gold.
You've spent every penny.
I'm sorry that I'm a little more dependent on my gear than other people.
Does anybody want to just spend 350?
I'll spend 350.
Okay. 375, but
whatever.
Yeah. You guys have invisibility sphere. Go catch it, see.
Where's the? Oh,
I think it's actually within my casting ability.
Oh, you accidentally hearthed.
No.
You're back in your house.
Wait,
walk back across town.
Wait, why didn't I think about this when I was in Runmore?
Right. I would love to do that. I'm like, oh.
Right, you guys cast invincibility sphere and crack open the door. A nice long corridor of various golems. You see dozens of flesh golems crafted from various creatures. Clay golems, stone golems, wood golems, ice golems.
Cloud golems?
There is indeed a cloud golem. A couple crystalline golems. And at the very end, standing in front of a simple wooden door, you see two golems. A heavy-set, mithril-looking golem. And a giant teddy bear golem.
Hmm.
Oh, the bear.
I hold back the elf so she doesn't run and hug it.
The bear.
When I look at the bear, do I feel as though I'm suddenly calmer?
No. No, you don't. Terror should be inflicted upon your heart.
Is it stitched?
It is indeed stitched.
I know this bear.
Meadow bear?
It's not the bear from Hunter, is it?
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's that bear.
Crap. All right. Well, we all huddle around Sephiria in the tight 15-foot radius.
10-foot.
10-foot radius.
Are you in the bag holding with me?
No.
Oh.
No, because middle, and then we can get people around the side.
I actually have a +11 to stealth as well.
And we.
When I'm wearing my cloak of elven kind, which I am right now.
We stealth down corridor?
Well, they don't really ever seem to take notice of you guys. You guys sneak up in front of the mithril golem and the teddy bear golem.
Is, like, the door between them, or are they in front of it?
They are in front of it.
So we cannot get to the door without going through them?
That is correct.
So that's for us.
And if we get close enough to them, that invisibility will stretch to the door, they become invisible and they would suspect something. If they're intelligent.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
No.
It doesn't?
Do the invisibility spheres only like the start?
What do you mean it's only the start?
It stuff doesn't go invisible as you pass by.
It wouldn't be useful at that point.
So we'll just walk up to as close as we can, then you can tumble past and try to open the door.
Can he fist?
That's tumbling through an enemy square.
When they're not aware of you.
Nothing to do with tumble. Awareness isn't important.
Depends on how big they are.
Technically, if they're large sized, you can't just move through them if they aren't aware of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they large sized or medium sized?
The mithril golem is huge.
Okay.
The teddy bear golem is large.
So I can just move through either of them.
Yeah.
How big is the door?
It's a 5-foot door.
Oh.
Literally, we all could just walk right by them.
Yes.
Okay, we just have to hope...
Here's the door.
We have to remove Rooney before we walk in?
Yes, I will do that. I'm going to grab on Sphere, so just before she walks in, I'm going to open the bag, pull out Rune. She walks through, then I walk through, then... You really bring your bag this time.
What bag?
Bag of holding.
What bag?
It's dead. No. Oh.
By the way... You realize Rooney won't be invisible when you pull her out, right? This is out of
Yeah, I pull her out and throw her straight in the door.
Okay.
The golems, if they notice, won't have time to react. They can't fit in the door.
Okay.
Right. You're fighting back as well.
Alright, well, we walk up to the golems.
Alright, who's first?
I propose that you go first, Ryan, and check for traps.
Okay.
So this...
What is your touch armor class?
Touch is 4, 5... Oh, sorry.
I'm
5,
sorry.
6.
God, my touch sucks.
So 17.
Alright, you are touched. I refuse to accept that.
You are touched in...
Give me a grapple check.
Body?
Okay.
55? No.
Is that my grapple check?
Right arm.
That was my surge. I got a 30.
That's left arm.
There are no traps in between you and them.
Okay. What was that?
Grapple or escape artist, whichever's better.
I think they're the same for you. Well, no, escape artist,
no
is
escape artist is 9, that's only a 7. 19.
The teddy bear cuddles you.
Of course he does.
Is he actually damaging him?
No.
We don't see anything, we see the teddy bear going like...
The teddy bear suddenly reaches out. You hear some dragging noises and...
For Ryan to still be visible, he has to be within 10 feet of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were moving up to him.
So he's still in the sphere.
Yeah,
awkward.
We were like here.
It is Beto Bear.
No, this is Necrophilia Bear. If he's cuddling
this would be the way. Oh, that's true.
He doesn't know what he's cuddling.
So the other goal, Mythical Golem doesn't do anything.
No.
So I like a girl's eternal struggle between bestiality and necrophilia. Mm.
So, I will.
Is opening the door, would that remove invisibility?
No, unless you're attacking the door.
I open the door.
It's locked.
22 on disabled device.
That will fail.
How long is invisibility for your last four?
10 minutes of 11. I want to check.
Taking 20 on disabled devices. That's
2 minutes.
2 minutes. That would give me a 26. Would that even be enough?
No. I need a 30.
Do you have any ranks in disabled device?
Fuck no. It's like invisibility.
So the person who can actually pop the lock is cuddled with a bear.
Minute for level.
And we don't know it.
I can attempt to escape.
You could say something, but that's an attack.
I don't.
Is it?
I don't know. Is
escape artist considered a hostile action?
No.
No.
Okay. By the way, what third level spells are castable at 5th?
Yes.
Okay, the spell will only last 5 minutes.
24?
You are still its cuddle bear.
I try to switch places with him?
So far, all you notice is that it's cuddling the air, because Ryan hasn't said anything.
Ricardo. Ricardo. Open the door.
This is why I was not saying anything.
Which golem is this?
The Mithril. By the way, Tyler cannot cast a single spell right now, at all.
Neither can I.
I think it's implied that every bard spell has verbal components.
Wait, are we silenced?
No.
It's invisible.
If we don't want them to notice us.
23.
Bards can never use silent spell.
Yeah.
Never.
Ah, 20.
Natural 20.
Yeah, you eventually break out.
Break out!
Hey,
where you go?
Go over there and try and... I'll just gently move you away.
Okay, let's see. The next closest person. All right, so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It wants a cuddle, Howie.
You get in.
It crits on its cuddle. Give me a grapple check.
So it touches me.
It touches you.
All right, my grapple is 8 plus 15.
34. You resist its cuddles. And suddenly you see a frowny face. Its eyebrows really.
I'm in the back watching this.
It reaches out towards you again.
26.
Okay. Nope.
30.
It will 30. Touch you.
Yes. You need a 30 right. to unlock it.
20.
Okay, it cuddles you this time. And suddenly the
Is it at least comfortable to lean against?
No, it's I literally a giant plush bear.
Find your shoulders and whisper. Oh.
Did we ever figure out how long this lasts?
5 minutes.
And it took probably about a minute to get down here.
Okay. It took actually about 2 minutes, since you guys were trying to move quiet.
Okay. So you have 3 minutes
okay.
to do your job.
I guess I'll take my time.
Okay, that'll give you a what?
3 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I put her there.
Oh,
is the bear moving with me?
Yes.
You're still within the 10 feet, barely.
Give me a pose. Give me a pose. Grapple.
27.
You will break the teddy bear. You will break its grapple, and suddenly it goes. It roars like an actual bear, and all the golems suddenly go.
Okay, so initiative?
Run through. No! Get me out of the bag!
Okay, good.
Gah!
Golems will react on an 18.
Oh!
Jessica.
28.
Right!
I'm like, yeah, 24. I know what happened.
Alec.
19.
Bad touch! Bad touch!
Tyler.
17.
Uh-oh.
Amanda?
12.
Ryan?
23.
Jessica, you're first. Who has the bag of holding, by the way?
I do.
Okay.
He does. Oh! I can't see anyone, so
yeah,
it's not like I can do much.
Steven?
I quick draw the bag of holding. Open it up.
Was there anything else in your bag of holding?
No.
Okay. You just dump her out.
No, I... Throw her in the portal, drop the bag, and run into the portal.
Give me a strength check in attempting to throw a 300-pound dragon.
220.
220 plus...
Plus breastplate.
Breastplate.
You drop her.
So I don't throw her.
Ah! Fun!
Who's here? Drop the bag and try to drag you with me, but I just go in the portal.
There's another bag of holding lost.
Hey, we'll come back out. We'll get it.
Ryan?
It's not like it's hard to get this.
Inside you go?
No. Yeah. Pull in Rooney! Pull in Rooney!
Grab him.
Okay, move over and grab. That's your turn.
Wait, you can pull me? No. I said he grabbed you.
He's gonna drag you.
Oh, I can drag you.
Yeah.
I have an 18 strength.
Oh, okay.
I grab C by the collar and pull her through the door with me.
I don't know, is C in your medium low?
I guess I could have just pulled.
At least you can grab me on your screen, but.
The bear!
Ah!
I picked you up.
You're the only visible person.
Wait, the invisible sphere is gone. Because I went.
Oh, that's right!
We're both in this!
It will maul you, regardless.
Okay.
You're in front.
He's still on the ground.
Let's see.
There, I'm sorry. I'm flat-footed.
I should have
correct?
Pulled you instead of throwing you, but yeah. It's instinct.
You're flat-footed and prone.
Sorry, Ryan, but I wanted to get my healer through.
Just roll
all right.
In.
26. You're important, Tyler.
I'm flat-footed yeah, and prone. Important.
Okay. So it gets both its claws and its bite.
Ow.
Can you have me D4, babe?
At least bears don't have a rend.
Okay.
No, but they have a free grab.
Oh, 16. Well, I remember when we fought the dire bear in the courtyard
yes.
of the late castle.
14, so,
I remember playing the dire bear.
We're fighting the dire bear in the zoo.
I was referring to late castle.
And 43 bear. Points of damage total.
Turned into a dire bear.
Total 43.
You were vicious for a while.
God, you guys.
Give me a grapple check.
What do you mean, you guys? There's just me.
Grapple check.
My main form.
Ooh, you actually have a chance of beating troll. It.
It's 24.
It?
I rolled a 12. With a plus 12.
What's your base attack bonus?
You only have a plus 12? 9.
It lets me next strength? Time I use a
4.
Wild shape,
so it's plus 13
for 25. Or 25.
Alright, you just barely succeed.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I could have turned to a
now the mithril golem.
You said 43, yeah.
You.
Faint?
You'll have one. It will hit you.
Oh.
Here comes the 3d10.
Banish! Banish! Oh wait, it's broken!
No, I'm a cataclysm rogue. Boop-bah!
That happens all the time when people want me to banish for the astral nerub thing.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't.
18 plus 30 is 48.
Like 8 times.
48 it is.
I'm sure a mage is
this is not
more,
able to be healed unless by a 5th level spell or higher.
What? Sorry, I was talking.
Okay.
Wow.
What happened? I cannot
he
heal you.
Neither can I.
Oh, but you can't heal it.
Well, you couldn't heal him anyway.
Tyler, you're inside the portal because they lovingly... because the elf dragged you in. Amanda, you're not grappled.
Help. But I have to stand up.
You don't have to.
No, you can just you can crawl all the way in.
Oh, I can crawl in?
And pull the ghoul with you.
I can't.
No, you will not be able to pull the ghoul with you because...
I go before then
it's technically a full round action to crawl 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You will be able to crawl, and you will be able to escape.
Thank God.
I go before them, so...
Yes, that's why I don't have to worry about it.
Petty rage!
You know, I'm sorry for guiding you, Dick. That was easier than the other way.
Debate.
The problem is getting out.
True.
Considering we didn't get two of these scrolls yet.
Okay.
Right. Well, before anyone moves any further, let's look for traps.
Yes.
Hold on. I need to pause and draw this place out.
We have Sprite, okay. Coke Zero, and Dr. Pepper.
Sprite.
You guys actually pop into a...
Actually, another
approximately...
Dr. Pepper, please.
15 by 15.
Yeah, you don't have
no.
Empty room.
You still
with another door leading out of it.
Yeah, we just don't let ours go to warp because we need one at home as possible.
Right.
Trap. Ryan, look.
I don't trust your roll.
I roll better than he did, okay?
True.
I'll let him roll.
Oh, crackers.
What is it? Search traps.
Search, I believe, is 15. Yes. It might be 16.
If you couldn't guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything like this?
There's Triscuits in there, by the way.
No.
What are those?
They probably be the nearest thing.
You know what Triscuits are?
They're woven wheat crap.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I know what they are.
I'm
sure.
Actually, there's a buff. I don't think you're
not either. So, that's what you guys pop into.
Yeah, I don't have assassin.
They're not nearly as good without
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah, well, they don't wear any armor. Ryan did not find anything.
The nearest thing I have is
a 29.
Okay, nice. Sweet. That probably means there's no
models that I don't have.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Or they're DC 30.
Yep. It's just high enough for us to be suspicious.
Yep.
Okay, well, search the door then?
That's what he did.
Oh.
Or, no, he didn't search the door. He searched for traps right where we stood.
Basically, what we want you to do...
Search every step.
I don't think
step.
Time is a worry here. Search everything.
Oh, you want me to take 20 on every check?
No.
I can
that
spend,
is,
I can
is
spend 2 minutes.
Too time-consuming, I would say.
Would anyone agree with me, or am I being paranoid?
I don't worry about time.
You're being less paranoid. If we said we don't think that's too much time, we're being paranoid.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to take one to work.
You also need a crystal.
So I guess I'll go ahead and search that.
I haven't worked on anything past. He's far from being done.
Yeah, well, it's on a lot of my things.
It was just enough to make him look decent from a distance.
Really?
No.
But, like, these guys... These 20, guys
18.
I really have, like,
the walking up to the door?
Yeah.
There is
basically
no handle.
Here that is painted is done.
All you see is an indentation with a hand in it, and around it is something written in Draconic.
Amanda, what does
it say?
The touch of a ghoul is the form of entry.
Well, that's bizarrely specific.
Put your hand on it.
No, wait, I can't read it.
It says the touch of a ghoul is with the entry.
Is anything weird about that, Andre?
You could give me spellcraft.
Ghoul touch?
I know that out of character, but...
Anybody got ghoul touch?
I got a lot. Fortress
or something. Yeah, you probably got it.
Yeah. Ghoul touch is what you're guessing.
Probably ghoul touch, not you, Ryan.
You touch it opens.
Neato.
It's close enough.
Wow. That was really convenient. I give you a high five.
As you're paralyzed.
You're paralyzed for one round.
Okay.
The next one. The touch of an elven barbarian on the way to open the door.
The touch of the ordained group known as the PCs.
Somebody started thinking they designed this for us?
This seems more and more like a trap now.
About that time.
The door of the healer named Kehiane, not to be suspicious.
Yeah, I'm not opening that door.
Please put Dick's dick here.
Put if Dick's charred cinder dick.
Yeah, why not? What's the worst kind? I stuck in worse places.
Shunk.
Regenerate.
Regenerated?
Steven, they applied a specific spell. Damage caused by this cannot be regenerated ever.
So?
Yeah, I'll just grow a mutation.
Where's your elbow?
Your elbow grows a penis.
Alright. Alright, honey.
Oh man, this feels great.
And it's a lot less work than it was before.
Right, okay.
Moving on.
Semi-long hallway with three doors on the left, three doors on the right. Each one has a cryptic message written in Draconic on it.
I will cast a spell on you now. Before we go any further.
Yes. Alright.
It's like detect magic, so you
Ricardo,
just keep focusing.
Yes.
You know what the deal is. Start searching the floor for traps.
No need.
There aren't any.
She just
She has detect traps. Okay.
If I see it, there.
How long does that last?
A minute per level.
Oh, okay. We've got plenty of time.
Okay.
We have 7 minutes.
And then can you cast it again, or did you only throw it once?
Only throw it once.
So. Where do you guys want to go? There are three doors on the left, three doors on the right.
We'll read them as we go.
All right. First door on the left.
I be sure to keep a distance in case there's explosive runes.
I have first door on runes today.
The left.
Damn it!
You might want to let me read them if you're worried about that.
All right, Shaperi, do you read Draconic?
And
yes.
Cat.
Cat is the reader.
You mean, do I read magic?
Steven. Guess what spell I cast before I gave this to the raven?
I will stay here.
Yes,
right. You will stay with me. Where do you want to be? Hey, you don't care. You also start
a vial of pure plague from the pus of
it?
Pustulus.
What spell was that?
Explosive runes.
Okay.
In order to gain entry, one must cure the disease.
Okay, so we need someone who can cure disease. That's for this door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that?
No. I can get it, but I don't have it.
Second one on the left.
I will say this to you guys. You know.
Okay.
I'll just read them.
No.
The reason why they don't want you doing that is in case they have explosive runes.
No, I'm just looking at them.
And that
affects it. Really?
It's you reading it. If it's a magical thing that's caused by reading, if you don't have read magic on it, it happens.
It goes off.
explosion.
She has read draconic and she has read magic device.
I have glasses.
So I can't even look at the door?
You know the door, but
you can look
at
it, just don't read it.
It's possible that it will blow up. Not sure.
No, I'm
They're just
saying,
being precautious.
Like, yes. You can literally look at something for an instant and read a sentence.
Yeah. And,
I'm like,
and if you read it, it'll explode.
I know, I won't look at the doors.
Look at the floor.
Yes.
Okay, the second one is called The Libido of the Prince.
Mm.
This can only be attained by one who has sworn chastity.
Yeah.
Okay, someone who's sworn chastity has to open this door.
Yeah.
Anyone know that?
Donna, guess what you need to do? Take them through.
I think it's a little late for that.
No, you can swear chastity.
Yeah.
And whenever you swear chastity, it just means from there then on.
No. I think Andre's forbidden the vow of chastity anyway because it's not worth it.
It's such a waste of a feed. There are so many wasted feeds.
Can I take the vow of poverty?
Oh, fuck no.
I still love the Brotherhood member who had that vow and a daughter. I thought it was funny.
You can take it, and then from then on.
The final one funny. Is... an anti-magic node. No entry allowed.
Ooh, I like this.
No.
Alright. What is the node? Like, if I open it, will it activate?
Maybe.
Hey! Ricardo, walk into the anti-magic zone.
Actually,
that there's no handles on any of these doors.
Actually, he's fine.
Mm-hmm. So, to get in that door, you have to cast anti-magic.
Because he's fine.
Wow!
I read anti-magic. It summoned things.
Ah, okay.
And something about undead in some form, I forget what. Oh,
okay.
Incorporeal undead. Despair.
Okay.
The blade of the butcher of 10,000. In order to gain access, one must find the last living bloodline of the Corpus family.
The what family?
I have a feeling we're not going to get in right now. We need to write these down.
Knowledge. Or you could ignore them forever.
Knowledge.
I'm just telling you what's in their secret.
Oh, let them down. I'm not going to come back later.
Sure.
Pencil.
Ooh.
Good job.
Yeah. 34.
Okay, you basically... it's because you read a newspaper somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
34 years ago, there... As I said, you read a newspaper somewhere. Not that you remember.
No, I just thought it was ironic that it was 34 and I rolled a 34.
Okay. 34 years ago, the last living member of a Corpus family, a minor merchant family, left the city. Said he was going to go make his fortune elsewhere.
What was the first door, Andre?
Pure disease.
Yeah, pure disease with pure disease from the pus of pustulus.
So basically we find a follower of Pestilus and cure him.
Or you cast cure disease on the door.
Psh. It is complicated.
Alright, because there's cure disease, the chastity, anti-magic, Corpus family.
Okay, yes. Then the next door is vacant. Nothing in there.
And there's no handle or anything?
No.
Can I push the door open?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
It's got a hand indentation, but nothing activates it. Okay, and then the final one before heading out is... a true relic of the war god. Only a paladin may open this door.
The one time we don't bring a...
I'm a paladin!
You can.
You
want to
try?
Glass.
No, I can do it. But
I was asking. That's. I know you can do it.
Because think of what we're getting, right? It's something that can cure anything. That sounds kind of paladin-ish.
So I mean, what's in there?
A true relic of the war god.
Oh.
Emulate a class feature.
30.
All right.
20.
20.
That's it.
Yep.
Wow. I can do that.
Well, before we. Do anything?
Is it the class feature, or is it?
That's you have the wording.
Well, I mean, emulating that, would that be a 20 or?
Mm-hmm. Before we try anything, I detect object to find what we needed.
Detect object does not get you anything here.
Didn't?
No.
It might be in extra dimensional areas.
Oh, okay.
Like when
you also have to emulate the alignment.
Okay, so that's 30.
Yes.
Oh. Can't do that. Can you, Tyler?
Hmm. Yes.
It's hard, kind of to what direction it's in. What happens if you fail?
Sorry.
I fail by more than, I think, either 5 or 10 bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got Ben.
Well, what's
since
the last...
it's not a scroll...
What's the, on the last door? Anything?
No.
It's a...
That one actually does have a handle.
Okay. If you fail by 9 or less, you can't activate the device. If you fail by 10 or more, you suffer a mishap. A mishap means that the magical energy gets released, but it doesn't do what you wanted it to do. The DM determines the result of the mishap, as with scroll mishaps.
Alright, go ahead and try it.
Not right. Oh, are we going to try that? That we're going to do?
I say sure. I mean,
long as you I have no NPCs here.
Do we want to look through the doors ahead of us that we can go through? Yes, search for traps.
Probably.
Well, you roll search, you roll to use
well, she just sees.
I'm going to say, she can just see the traps.
There's no traps in this room.
Oh, there isn't?
You're also down there. You want to come down the hallway, please?
There's no traps in this room.
What's the range on that?
60 feet.
Okay. I say we try the door.
You can see if it's locked.
Honestly, yeah. It's really C's decision.
Yeah.
Well,
his dwarfs are being pissy right now. Give him a second.
We can go to the next room and see first, and then we can come back.
You know, all the way across the map.
We can see if there's another room like this.
I know. I mean, we don't really need to do it now.
Yeah, we can go back.
I'm kind of curious.
Well, I'll go over and just pop. See.
Another shot.
I'm a lawful good paladin.
So let me get the alignment first.
Where's that Benny?
Over here.
You need me to spend one?
I didn't succeed.
Did you fail by 10?
No.
Then we're good. We'll try it again later.
Can I try again later?
Yeah. It's just when you fail by
10 or more.
10 or more.
That was to stop me from failing by 10 or more.
Yeah, the door goes,
I'm a paladin!
You're lying, and therefore you're not a paladin.
And 10.
You explode.
Oh, wait, I don't have that skill.
Yeah, at least.
I'm glad I was over here.
I didn't actually have the skill.
That's why you exploded.
I took the bloody mess perk.
I also took puppies.
I suddenly turned into a...
Summon puppy?
Displacer Beast Pack Lord.
What it does is it lets you get your dog back after it dies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It will die if you use it later in the game.
What are you talking about?
Fallout 3.
Oh.
And then there's the quantum chemist perk.
I remember Ryan lost his dog for some... Remember? You're like, I sent my dog back.
It's another long
and
hallway.
And it just disappeared.
Do all these doors have the same kind of writing?
I hated my
this
dog.
Door is normal.
I left it waiting
this
somewhere
door is
in my house.
All right, let's see the writing.
The sewers escorting some people. It suddenly appeared aggroed on one of the guys and made the NPCs I was escorting hostile.
Okay, so, you want to look at this one?
Mm-hmm. Giant monster.
He will. She will.
I will read.
Well, first, are there any traps?
No.
Okay.
Kaboom!
Then you guys position wherever. Okay.
Are you gonna go in?
There's no traps, so it doesn't even matter. Just read the doors.
Okay.
Looking at
Phalanx, the Demi-Lich. This door is not... no one is allowed access but the headmaster of the college.
I don't want to open that door.
Demi liches are scary.
Okay.
I've heard stories of them.
This one right here. Bacon.
Bacon?
Bacon.
It contains the recipe for the best bacon in the universe.
No, it's the bacon. It's the most delicious bacon ever.
Poor guy.
And it's not bad.
It's one
F. Gene too addicting. Had to block it out.
You guys know what epic level he would be.
Alright. Over here. The Rapier of Wit.
Ooh.
Only a bard who is capable of performing a divine performance is allowed entrance.
Capable? I can do that. Isn't that 30?
Yeah, it's 30.
Alright, I just try opening the door.
What would you get if you roll... Oh, just give me a performance check. Dance for the door.
We're like,
Wait, wait, it's still the handprint? So it's 34?
34?
If I roll a 10, I get a 32.
There's a swirling vortex in front of you.
Send the lady with the trap site.
It's not a trap, is it?
It's a sphere, but
I look around. Is there a squid-faced alien?
Oh, I gotta make a character now!
Sorry, I can't see through portals.
I look around. Is there a squid-faced alien nearby?
Where does this
Oh god, it's a trap!
The rapier of wit.
You did this for a sword.
Why not?
Hey. Well, I don't understand. I'm not surprised.
Why not?
It says something about a bard. I just see if I was awesome enough to open the door.
Well, apparently you are.
Go and find
do you want
there.
Us to wait for you?
Yeah, sure. I want to see if I have mods enough to get whatever I need.
Don't die, because we have to owe Superior money, or Gallifrey money here soon.
Well, can I tell what the swirling vortex is? Is it a portal? Or?
It's a portal.
Okay, well, then I'll go.
Do you have a bag of holding on you?
No. I learned my lesson.
Ours is currently sitting at the foot of a teddy bear golem.
I can roar.
All I need is a grappling hook and a visibility scroll.
It's a simple 10x10 area with a rapier laying on a stone dais.
I will attack magic other than the rapier.
There's no magic other than the rapier.
Okay. I'll walk over and pick
well,
up.
Well, besides the entire room itself.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
And how are you? Good to see that I'm finally in the hands of a capable bard. Last time I was being used by a rogue, and I found it rather offensive.
Was he trying to fake use a bard?
Yeah.
I'm a bard!
No.
Okay, well...
Well, as so long as you go about and perform epic tasks, helping me form a legend that will perpetuate my immortality, I'm happy to travel along.
Trust me, we do plenty of that.
We do epic thievery.
Hey, as long as it's epic, I don't care.
did you want to ask the sword's name so you can make a bardic knowledge?
Oh, what is your name?
Wit.
The rapier of wit.
Do you know anything about wit?
No, he died too long ago.
Hey, you could get an apple phone.
I'll mold a rapier.
History.
Put it in my backpack or something. Mm.
All right. Wit will identify himself to you.
Okay. Tell me what he does.
I am Wit. I am a +3 rapier. I like long walks on the beach.
It's a +2 sonic rapier.
Ooh.
Sonic is nice.
He has an intelligence of 16. A wisdom of 8.
Not very witty.
Hey, I'm
and a charisma of 18.
He's a bard,
The bard, the rapier is smarter than me and has a stronger force of personality than me.
It has.
You just got outdone by an object.
It has verbal communication and telepathy.
Oh.
It has normal sight 30 feet and dark vision 30 feet.
Ooh. Oh, cool! It can tell you.
Wait. What was its stats?
Wait, 16, 10.
16, 8, 18.
That's a powerful, intelligent item.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, the curse will probably balance it out.
Why? It's just like having another party member.
No, I'm talking about cash-wise.
Oh,
that's
okay, yeah.
An expensive item.
It's an intelligent item, so...
We have to hope its ego is not enough to overwhelm Tyler.
Non-epic.
Yeah.
I'm gonna clean the bathrooms today. No! Not epic enough!
Fine, I'll hire someone to clean the bathrooms.
Okay!
Fine, I'll break into the Imperial Palace and clean their bathrooms.
Random, but epic!
Dangling from the ceiling.
He has 5 ranks.
I should probably start writing this somewhere else.
In notice?
Nah.
Allie! How far away are you?
I notice his wisdom, so...
He also has 5 ranks in knowledge history.
Well within 48 inches. I'm not going to try doing the piercing shot.
Once per day, he can cast heroism.
Ooh, that's nice. I don't have this one.
Ooh, we get a bloodlust.
Oh, 6.
Not ooh. That hero.
Ooh.
In addition... He grants a bonus first through third level spell. to a bard.
I take my one plus one.
Only a bard.
I like that.
Go ahead.
I get bard spells.
Fail one.
You only have one wound. You die. Oh! He's got beat by
I
like...
I still have my one plus armor save.
Nope.
Beat plus armor.
Also you take your armor save first. And his goal...
Yeah, you do.
...is to achieve immortality.
It's armor ward regen.
Okay.
Not like story wise.
So you mean that's achieve immortality. Okay. That's what he does.
That might be why he's in a weapon right now.
Why is he in a weapon?
Because he wants to achieve immortality.
Ah.
Well, he's kind of got it.
Attempt number one.
Obviously.
All right. Let's go to the next door.
Other set of doors.
Okay.
Do you pop out?
I'll come back out.
So, how was it?
Ow. She drop-kicked me and she came out of the door.
She exits the door. Epically.
Jumps out, drop-kicks somebody, and the sword goes, epic!
And of course, it also will have minor effects, such as, you know, proper lighting, proper dramatic winds.
Sensation.
Go sound, like...
Oh, but well.
Okay.
Hold up. Meet wit.
As you draw him, the wind suddenly picks up and your cape starts flapping.
He's giving me my new best bud.
What? What was that?
That looked epic.
It's my new... I'm sorry, you're not a bard, so you don't know about the proper lighting and, you know...
Whatever.
Actually, I agree with you completely. Trust me, when I'm out doing my thing, I like being the dim lights. It helps add to the persona. I agree. I like the sword.
I do too.
Okay. All right, next door.
Can it talk to other people telepathically?
It can.
Okay. It chooses not to. We're not epic.
Obviously, okay. You don't even understand it.
Lower third of the second Wand of Orcus. Only way to gain access is to be the high priest of the temple. Of a temple.
Okay, next door.
Of the temple of Orcus.
Chalice of Amwa.
Hey, that's the thing we need.
Yep.
Must channel divine energy.
Oh, you both got that.
No.
No?
Yeah, I'm arcane.
His is arcane healing.
Well, let's go to the next door while she's AFK.
Oh, I'll go back in the portal for a second. Right on the note. No, I'll put my pin. On loan.
Why don't you put a calling card? Yes, there we go.
I said, I'll come back up.
Okay. That door? Let's see, that's room number 12. Okay. Room number 12. Oh, yeah. The Tangled Web of Lies. Only way to gain access is to have the Vow of Honesty.
Okay, we're never opening that door.
I heard one of Orcus.
It's a tangled web of lies. That's what's inside there. You have to have the Vow of Honesty to open it.
Basically, and that one down there is the lower part of Orcus's secondary wand.
Okay, that's
and
what I heard.
The chalice, you need to channel positive energy into it.
Divine. Well, divine.
Divine.
What was the last door?
This heads off to that way.
Oh, it's to the next set of doors.
And that's a normal door.
Yes. Which we're going to check out, because out of character, we know Steven's armor is in here.
So. Are you kidding me? Yeah. In character! We might actually open some of these!
Yes.
Already opened one.
Yeah! And we can come back and try another one for the paladin.
Okay, I have the vain hope that there's one specifically designed for a barbarian.
You need the chalice.
That's the chalice that you're looking for, and that is the web of tangled lies.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
None of us have the Vow of Honesty or ever.
Basically, we're going to go to the Brotherhood and be like, which one of you guys is the worst party animal here? Everybody points at Bill. Bill, come here.
Okay,
we're going to blindfold you so you don't know what's going on. Put some of your earplugs in. Only take one out when I need to tell you what to do.
You feel something cuddling you. Oops.
I feel something cuddling me. It means he loves you. Oh, I love you too, Teddy.
Okay.
So, you want to channel some divine energy into the door so we can get the chalice?
I don't know. Do you guys want to continue searching?
We will, but we can get this and then keep searching.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
We popped into one door and got something. What's going to prevent us popping another and getting...
You don't know.
Yeah, but that's what any of these doors is. So if we get something and then get kicked out of the building, then we won't even got the thing that we came here for.
Yeah.
So it's better to get the thing we came for here for while we're here.
I suppose so.
What spell do you channel into it?
Good question.
Could I just zero level spell into
could
it?
Could we just pour a potion in there?
It probably has to be more than just Cure Minor.
Try Cure Minor. Just do it.
Try it.
You mean Inflict Minor?
True. Yeah. Inflict Minor.
It's still divine.
No, it is still divine.
Oh.
Divine is just deity.
She can cast any of her spells.
Yeah, any spell that she has.
Yeah, but would a zero level spell do it?
You channel a zero level spell into it and it ignores it.
Exactly.
Okay. Then, hey, it's better to try the lower level spells first.
And I will put a third level spell in it.
Okay. You dispel it.
No.
The door creaks open.
I'm scratching my nose.
Well, I didn't steal your hand, nor did I.
Well, hop in and get the chalice, would you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you writing this next set of doors down, right?
Mm-hmm. Not entirely, Steve.
I see how important I am. I wasn't even second on your list this time. Ryan was.
By the way,
no, Ryan was third.
I don't think we should open another door.
No, Ryan Tyler Steven.
When you talk to Who's Ryan, you call him Tyler Ryan.
No, Tyler Ryan.
He said on Tyler Ryan.
I think the doors are traps.
On Ryan.
Okay.
You're anti Ryan.
Did you go in and get the chalice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sitting there on a simple pedestal is a humble copper cup.
Great.
Yoink. It's got some water in it.
Alright, let's keep going.
I'll try not to spill it.
You pick up the chalice. Your skin suddenly starts disintegrating as you turn into a skeleton. You chose
out.
Poorly.
I didn't drink it.
Too bad. The rules have changed.
Damn it.
And so, then Steven's heart gets ripped out.
Right. Did you guys hear me?
What'd you say?
Hey, what?
I would suggest not opening any more doors.
Why?
Because I think the doors are the traps.
But well, let's find doors that people can open.
And we'll find out.
Well, we've already opened two. And three keeps us out.
Wait, isn't that getting to the vault that the traps were? And then they'd kick us from the easy way to the hard way
and
to get into the
door?
And
also, there were supposed to be summoned animals with the traps.
I thought it was the way into the traps.
I thought so too. And then it sent us to the hard way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the way in here.
They may just, might as well peer us right in the middle of all the golems. We don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't know if it will either.
We don't know anything about this place.
Exactly. I'm just being of caution. We have what we came for.
Suppose so. Well, we can open one more, though.
Unless they count this as a trap.
I say we keep it.
Jessica leaves. The rest of us.
No, she's waiting by the door to sprint out.
Okay, so we keep exploring with the person who has read magic.
I do agree though. Don't open any more until we know what all.
Which
of
one do you want to go to? That one or that one? That one or that one?
Just open the door right next to her.
What?
That one. You're opening this one.
What are we?
To the hallway.
Oh, the door to the hallway.
We're keeping exploring. We're greedy.
Of course we're greedy. We're thieves.
Are you gonna come?
We were greedy. I've been insulted.
Ryan,
what?
Because I appreciate her warning, but at the same time. I don't think it's true.
Alec wants loot.
You might have
Do you
to
need
move
me
your,
to move?
Your, oh my gosh, three of them?
Oh, that's nothing.
Seriously?
It's Sprite.
That's barely 36 ounces.
It's Sprite.
Yeah.
Can you get me a drink, Jessica?
It's not even caffeinated.
Yeah, I've heard about calories.
He's skinny!
Oh.
Yo. I know.
Trust me, I've had more.
I know.
I've seen my brother drink half of a 24 box
I've
one day.
I've
seen Yeah, no. I'm with Alec on that one.
Yeah.
Did I just bring a 12 pack an hour ago?
The one person I saw do that got diabetes.
Well, let's read all the doors before we open anything.
I would have probably left by this point.
Wait, like actually
you
leave?
You know,
leave?
What's his face?
Because I know the moment you open another door, we're all leaving anyway.
You know,
so I would disappear also.
What?
Yeah. Walking the halls, you see a wizard. He doesn't seem to have noticed you yet.
He's wearing robes that are stars, literally. He's wearing space with stars that are sparkling off of it. His hair is flowing backwards, ancient white. He's holding a simple crystal orb, looking into it, muttering to himself, and holding a staff that seems to be on fire.
So it looks like this?
The robes are stars.
I got a 22 on sense motive. Is he...
He looks like he's looking for something.
Okay.
Okay.
I back away.
I want to keep watching and see what he does.
What did you say, Todd?
I said, can we avoid him? Like, just, you know, open the door a little bit so he wants to watch him and see what he does.
You guys can go to the other door. I'll keep watch on him.
Okay.
Or here.
Nope. That's the one I need.
Well, obviously, if we're here, we're supposed to be here.
Are you leaving just normally, or are you going to get invisible before you leave?
I don't have invisibility.
She's just running.
Oh, the gnomes!
I would probably put invisibility on, tumble, like, the first 50 feet, and then run. Because I forgot I did not cast invisibility.
Oh, I love my eagle claw.
Okay.
Nobody's in there?
Nope.
Alright. C.
Alright. Door number...
One?
No, 20.
In conclusion, I would like to point out that it's time for revolutionary new look in primetime and variety podcasting, and the combination of Aaron and Shay can bring this to the world. Yes, for over 20 years, Shay here and the dedicated group of people that make up the Red Phone Zone have been developing the art of internet entertainment to heights were never before considered possible. And at the same time, Aaron here has been developing and creating ardent opinions of movies, comic books, and all things geek-related. From the same creative minds that brought you Giant Ketchup, The Iffy Shay Show, and Super Nerd Night, these two giants of the industry have fused their creative juices into one great explosion of brilliant internet programming. And what is this fusion of creative juices called? The Red Phone Zone. A show that will be loved and adored by every Alexa home in the country. Small children will love the cute, cuddly characters. Young people love the fresh and innovative comedy. College kids, intellectual eggheads will love the underlying symbolism of everything. Freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds will love that we are freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds. Because that is what show business is all about. Yes, and when the show hits, the careers of the men who made it possible to put the show on the air will skyrocket. People like John Hamm, Brad Hunstable, and even Dr. Gayle Fair will become stars in their own right. The names of these men will become household words like stove, sink, toilet, no, like patriotism, apple pie, and mother. Friends, the United States of America, no, the world needs a Red Phone Zone, and you should download this show. Now, we're not pulling punches here. I mean, there's nothing subtle about this pitch. So download this show and put it on your MP3 player, because we'll all be famous. The Red Phone Zone will be famous, and Ustream will be famous, because we'll all have a hit show in our hands, and we'll get all temperamental and hard to work with, but you won't care, because we'll all make a lot of money, and Aaron and Shay will be happy, and you'll be happy, and the Red Phone Girl will be happy, and God will look down on us and smile on us, and he will say, let them have a 40 share!
Aaron, why don't you just say, Red Phone Zone, 8 p.m. Central at redphonezone.com.
Broadcasting Wednesday nights on ustream.tv.
Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.